Welcome to Games Overboard. I'm PJ.
I'm Dan.
I'm Angie.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I'm very proud of us for not starting that off by just laughing.
I know, right? When was the last time we started?
I don't think ever.
With straight faces.
I don't really know why we're ever laughing, but
it's usually because we're doing something stupid over the intro.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Or last time was the goat scream.
That was great, though.
April 13th. We will be at Helix Tabletop Gaming Guild in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania.
From 11 a.m. till whenever they kick us out.
They close at 11 p.m. So, and at 9, we're doing a live show.
Yeah, yo!
So if you can't make it, we're finally going to be doing a live stream.
Yeah.
April 13th, maybe even sooner, but definitely April. Like, our schedules just haven't meshed where we could really do a live stream before then.
My schedule's all kind of fucked up.
Yeah. So, but April 13th, we're
going to be... You can watch our fuckery.
That's right.
That's right.
There's fuckery.
Watch why we're constantly laughing, because we're stupid.
Speak for yourself.
I knew that was coming.
I'm not going to deny... any of that. Don't look at me.
No, we really are stupid.
Angie holds us.
Does she?
I hold this shit together.
Yeah, she holds us. I was editing last week's episode, and you brought up Kingpin again, Daredevil again.
Yes, you're
and which caused me right now to bring it up for like a fourth week in a row or whatever.
Not my fault
but
this time.
As I'm editing last week's episode, and you go, "This city." And I'm like, how amazing would it have been if Vincent D'Onofrio, but only as Kingpin, played the Emperor in Dune. Or not the Emperor, Baron Harkonnen.
Oh, he would have been great.
Instead of yelling at his children like he does in the movies, he's like killing them. You embarrass me in front of Vanessa.
The one scene.
He's one man.
In that entire show that still makes me go, ugh. Is when he takes the guy's head and repeatedly smashes it in the car door.
Until there's nothing left.
Like, everything else, I'm like, oh, wow, that was great. Yeah, that was brutal. And then I see that scene, I'm going, oh!
And that's the scene everyone quotes, too. You embarrassed me in front of her.
Fucking embarrassing!
But how great would that...
That would have been awesome.
But he would need, like, the white suit with the ascot and everything. Like, you know, like, it would need to be Kingpin as Baron Harkonnen.
That's right. You know,
I wasn't listening to the majority of this conversation.
That's fine.
So
for people who only know that iteration of Dune, we're saying that last name wrong.
Oh, I know. The Harkonnens.
It still sounds weird.
I know.
To me.
Like, you think it grows on you after a while, but it hasn't.
It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't. Like, I'm not as revulsed anymore, but it's still like, it just doesn't sound quite right.
Yeah. Angie's like, I know.
Yeah, totally.
It's the worst.
So when we were at the bank today, the manager and I were talking,
we're
and I told
at the
her.
Bank today.
And I told her. God damn you.
We told her.
I told her that Angie had never seen Star Wars. She goes, what is wrong with her?
See?
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
This force. She doesn't know about it. Or how to use it.
Oh my God.
Tell me more about this force.
I can't with you two.
You look like...
Oh my God, stop!
Scruffy nerve herder.
You may strike me down.
But I will become more powerful than you could possibly imagine. And the best part is, we haven't even mentioned the game we played tonight.
You're not Christopher Walken. Please stop. For the love of all that is holy.
No, I'm not walking. I'm sitting.
That's right. And I'm not holy. If I walk into a holy place, I'm probably going to burst into flames.
Yeah.
I couldn't get that lucky.
Speaking of bursting into flames, though, yeah, that actually we played a game full of explosions.
It's an explosion.
Potion explosions.
I'm sorry. All I can think of is Arrested Development.
They're illusions.
They're not tricks, Mom. Tricks are something a whore does for money. These are illusions.
Or candy. So we play Potion Explosion by Lorenzo Silva, Andrea Crespi, and Stefano Castelli. That's right. That's right. Designed by Horrible Games. I love the name of that publisher.
That's a very, very.
Did you awesome. Did you practice that?
No.
Oh yeah. See, that was that's called sight reading. I'm just kind of.
It's just gonna call it reading.
I'm gonna hit you
with my eyes.
Oh, remember... you were gonna say brain, weren't you?
I was.
I'd call reading with my brain.
Remember when we established last week that he can't read?
Yeah. Look with your special eyes. My brand. I love that commercial. Love it so much.
Okay, so Potion Explosion.
Potion Explosion.
Oh, no. All the people are on fire. Yes!
Oh, it sounds like it travels around.
Now in stereo. So, Potion Explosion is an older game. I found it because it was $2 on the Android Play Store, and I had some money saved up from Google surveys. Again, listeners, if you're not doing that, if you have an Android device, I'm telling you.
I got 10 cents.
Yeah.
Whee! I've only done one. Hasn't given me anymore.
Yeah. Do you have your location on?
Yeah.
Anyways,
I don't, you know where I go, PJ? I go to work.
Oh, I get, every time I go somewhere, it's like, were you just at Wise? Like, well, yeah.
No.
Did you buy anything? Well, yeah. Okay, here's 30 cents. Cool. Did you just Google blah, 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 how to play Flamecraft? Yes.
Yes, I did. What do you want from me?
But every so often, they're like, have you been to this place? And they're like five different places and they're all fake. And then, you know, there's one option that says, no, I haven't. And one time I accidentally clicked, like, you know, one of the things. And it's like, this is not a real place. We will not be sending you any surveys for another week. And because you're obviously just lying to get more money. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, no, they found me out.
Here goes my 10 cents.
So Potion Explosion, it's an older game. You know, I discovered it as an app, you know, like a digital game. I've been playing on my phone quite a bit, and it's just a super simple game.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It is incredibly simple. There's this really cool cardboard contraption that you build. I bought it used, so I didn't have to build it. Yay.
Lucky.
And it has five columns in it that you roll out 80 marbles, 20 of four different colors, and you just dump them in this compartment at the top. And they all roll out the bottom.
Roll out. Oh, I'm sorry. This is not ludicrous.
No.
But I just thought of Transformers.
Can we please talk about the horrible State Farm commercial with Ludacris? Have you seen that? It's like,
I don't know. Have I?
Well, we never talked about his horrid whatever the fucking contraptions were he had on his feet at the fucking Super Bowl halftime show.
I didn't hear about that.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
It was on and I just picked up and played a game.
It looked like he was wearing moon shoes.
The man can't sing and they try to make him sing the State Farm jingle. And just those, like, what, six words or whatever? It's bad. It's so painful to listen to.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch this.
And I've been rewatching Lost on Hulu and that commercial pops up like twice an episode.
Oh my god, they compared him to Mickey Mouse.
Oh no. What is that? That's like, if they were red, they'd be clown shoes.
Yeah.
Hi guys, I'm rapping at the Super Bowl.
It was like compared him to Daria.
This is ludicrous. I don't know. That Daria sounds a little bit better. Just very monotonous and just doesn't give a shit.
Golly, you're awfully cynical. So Potion Explosion.
But you say roll out, all I think of is Transformers.
Autobots,
assemble!
What the fuck was that?
Well, that's a Harry Potter quote, obviously.
No. This is triggering for me.
I'm pretty sure that what's his name? What is his name? Optimus.
Optimus
Peter
Prime.
Peter Cullen. I'm pretty sure he's. He is. He's in Invincible.
Yeah,
season two.
Can I spoil something else for you? I've never seen Transformers either.
Don't watch the movies because they're bad.
I'm so sorry.
But the cartoon.
No, the cartoon. The animated movie.
Well, yeah, right? That's like
Beast Wars. Beast Wars is good.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, except for the animation. It doesn't hold up.
Well, no. Come on, dude. It was like
so bad.
It was the beginning.
I tried rewatching it because I love
like
it so much.
The beginning.
I'm sorry. That was Christopher Walken does Forrest Gump.
It was the beginning, Chennai.
I had just started my box of chocolates.
Oh my god. So what you did before the assemble, that was triggering because Nate and my friend Shane made me watch the 90s Avengers cartoon. Oh. And their theme song is this rockin' like doo-doo-doo, and then all you hear, the only word said in the entire fucking song is Avengers. Avengers. And it's so fucking stupid. And the show is horrible.
On the flip side, we got X-Men 97 back. Yeah.
I still have to watch it. Ooh, ow, ow, ow.
Now you know what it feels like to be us. Anyway.
This game is this simple. You start off with two potions. These little cardboard tokens with holes in them. And there are 80 marbles in this track, and the colors on your potion match the colors of the marbles, and so you might have a potion that requires like two blue and two black to complete it, and so you're just trying to get those marbles off the track. And to do that, on your turn, you just take a marble off the track. That's it.
It's pretty fucking simple.
But then the fun part is that when you take a marble off the track, because the track's on an incline, all the others roll down into place. And if you can get two marbles of the same color to smash into each other, when
it explodes!
They explode!
Explosion!
And when they explode, you get them too. So you get the one you picked, and then you get the ones that you made a chain reaction for, and then maybe more will hit, and then you get
and
those
you get
too.
A bigger reaction.
I'm just seeing mushroom clouds in my brain right now. Nuclear bomb! Nuclear bomb!
So that's it. You are trying to collect either a set of three of the same kind of potion or five different potions. Mm-hmm. Each one of those will get you a what's called a skill token. Once the skill token pile runs out, game's over.
Are you sure you don't want to swallow directly into the microphone?
Again? Oh, I already did once.
He tried at least.
Shut it.
We were talking over him.
You were. You guys suck.
You know what else sucks?
I think next week I need to get to do the damn dark story because I have been fucked out of doing dark stories.
This dark story.
Did it make fun of Vanessa?
No. It's called I Am Here. Nicholas manages to get shot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In doing so.
I'm sorry.
In doing so, he saves his own life.
Was the shot at the doctor's office?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was my first guess when I read
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Like, was he actually on a battlefield?
Yes.
Shot saves his life. Shot saves his life. I should let it turn.
Like, was he shot like with a bullet?
Mm-hmm.
And saved his
life.
He
was.
Did he have appendicitis?
No.
Is this really stupid like last week?
It's oh, we got a message from Anthony from Full Send Rejects.
Yeah.
And he's like, you'd be surprised how many terrorists were killed by accidental text messages.
Okay.
So this is
So it's an actual bullet.
Yes.
And he's on a battlefield.
Yes.
Does he get shot in the ass?
No. in the buttocks.
Oh, something bit me. Okay.
So, like, did they find some life-threatening issue with him?
No.
Was he wearing a vest?
Doesn't say.
Fuck!
It was a photo shoot. Was he stabbed? Was there a knife?
I'm going to say yes now in 5 minutes. I'm going to say no, there wasn't.
Okay, cool. I'll be prepared.
Okay. You guys fucking suck.
It was a stabbing, but there was no stabbing.
It's called a phantom stabbing, okay? Don't give me that look.
Can I just leave him here with you?
No. Last time we did that, he wet the carpet.
Ah, I had to pee. You didn't let me outside. What the fuck was that?
What was that? It very nicely lined up with the noise he made with his bottle, though.
Woo! Your kids are loud.
I think they just had liftoff up there.
All right. I don't fucking know, so we'll continue this.
Okay. All right, so yeah, the game is just collecting marbles. When you complete a potion, you get the potions have different effects, and you can, like, drink the potions to use those effects. And
probably the first time in a lot of people's lives where they're gonna have all their marbles.
Yeah,
that's right.
It was for Dan.
Yes, unfortunately, when you finish the potion, you do lose all your marbles.
Lose your marbles. Yeah. Most people are used to that.
I've lost my marbles.
Poof, there they go.
Lost.
Peter, I lost my marbles.
Hey, you know what happens at the end of every episode of Lost? They get lost.
That's not true.
I did that to him every week when we were in college. PJ, I finally saw the episode of Lost. Don't tell me I didn't see it. I know what happens. They get lost. Shut up. Every week.
Still a good show. All right, so you can drink the potions for special effects, and then whoever gets the most points wins, because all the different potions are worth different amounts of points. And then that's it.
Right, that's the game. So you do have one thing that will give you negative points. And
the Help Me Out tokens.
Yes, the Help Me Out tokens, they do give you -2 every time you use them. I'm so glad I didn't use them, but it didn't matter because I fucking lost anyway.
As per tradition.
Yeah,
we're back
week,
on track.
That was a fluke. It'll never happen again.
The world
but,
is right.
You know, I was thinking about this as I was listening to the podcast. It's because you and I were too focused on each other.
Yeah.
That's how he won Abduction.
Yeah.
Because once you took my ducks, like, it was over.
Your ducks were not in a row.
Well, then
anymore.
How the hell did I win Mountain Goats?
You cheated.
Bullshit, woman!
You didn't win by that much.
I still embarrassed won. You in front of Vanessa, and that was it. There's just no winning after that.
I'm going to have to smash your head into a car door. Repeatedly.
You gotta make her watch Daredevil.
Why do I come here?
Because you love us.
Matt, we drank the eel!
Get out of the bucket!
So what works in this game?
I like the marbles.
Well.
Just the pure simplicity of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can literally whip it out and have it figured out in 3 seconds.
Well, we tend that. Not to do that in public, though.
Listen, you know what I meant. Stop being dirty little men.
I love William Shakespeare so much, I've written a book on it.
It's called I Love My Willy.
Here, let me whip it out for you. What? It's just my book.
You know, you can't buy that anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So anyways.
That's a shame.
Back to the marbles.
The chain reactions you can make is so satisfying. It is so awesome. I love every time that happens.
You end up with a handful of marbles just because you picked one.
Yeah. In the app, like when they crash into each other, they go like and like they explode out and everything. Kind of like the concrete donkey and Worms, you know, crashes down and it's awesome.
Okay, they have to make a board game on Worms.
They did.
What?
Yeah, hit Kickstarter over the summer.
Fuck!
Yeah.
I need to get this.
It was like $80.
Whoa.
And I was like, I'm not paying for that right now. So Nicholas was shot.
By an actual bullet.
But not in the buttocks.
Was he in the Civil War?
In doing so, he saves his own life. No.
Did he fall down and then a stampede came and
okay, is this World War One?
It doesn't really say. It's not specific. Anything modern really works for this.
Because if it were World War One, I'd see he gets shot, he gets taken back, so he doesn't have to do the big push where everybody got mowed down.
Mm. You're on the right track. See, I could have been like you and just completely ignored that and not...
Yeah, see ya. Fuck off!
Because you're not 100% correct, so you'd just be like, oh my god, I'm telling that. He's got
he's
going to
chew
right.
into the microphone.
My donut's crushed!
Yeah, it was like that.
What? Shut up, you limey bastard.
Is that a good donut?
Yeah, stop looking at me.
Do you like that donut? You just shove the whole thing in your mouth right there.
So, he gets shot and taken away.
Yep.
And that saves him.
Yep.
Does something happen to the other people that he was with?
It was an ambush!
Oh my god, he's back!
At least he's not talking with his mouth full.
Right, it's only half full.
No, it was not an ambush.
Alright.
You didn't answer my question.
So what was it?
Way to go, PJ!
Okay, so he gets shot and he gets taken away. Does something happen to the people that are left?
You can imply that or infer that, yeah.
Would you say there was a firefight?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear that there's a third one coming?
Seriously?
Finally? Yeah.
It's about fucking time.
Troy Duffy is not a part of it. But Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick Flannery are.
That's probably the only way those two would agree.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Why did you just look at me?
I don't know.
Yes, Angie, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Angie, how do you feel about this new...
Like, the head movement was like, what the fuck? Oh my god. This is why we need to, like, record, like, people need a video for this shit.
What doesn't work in this game? Or is there anything else that does work? Is there any more stuff that works in this game?
What are you looking at over there?
Are you talking to me? You're looking over there, so I'm looking over there.
I was looking over there because you were looking over there. Because you're literally like, so what doesn't work?
I don't know why I was looking over there. It's kind of spaced while I talked, you know?
You had a good stare going, apparently. Woo!
Sure you're not related to me. That seems to run in my family. Anyway. But...
What else works in this game? As I make eye contact with you when I say this question. And not stare off.
Stare off at the washer?
I thought you were like, eye contact with you. Uh-huh. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm.
What else works in this game?
Well, PJ, I'm going to say that the fact that you're looking at me like this is pretty fucking creepy. Knock it the fuck off, you freak. All right, don't cross your eyes, you dumbass.
Hello, Dan. What, if anything, would you say works in this game?
What the fuck are you doing with your microphone? I'll tell you what doesn't work with this game.
I'm podcasting, Dan.
Can I just punch him right now, please? I think she took a picture.
That looks like sponsor? Some kind of a terrible advertisement. Dan, I think I'm using the microphone properly, Dan.
I'm gonna start calling you Ernie if you don't knock it the fuck off. Hey, Bert.
Dan, what if I talk like this, Dan? Ow.
Yes, I threw a pen at you, you dumbass. Okay, so the simplicity of this game works. The very simple mechanism of having the marbles roll down, that's all fun. The way you take turns is really quick, fast.
Mm-hmm.
The whole game itself setup is great.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I have a gripe with that does not work for this entire game
mm-hmm.
is the lack of player
aid.
Aid, that's what they're... I was going to say cheat sheet, but yeah. A player aid.
Cheat sheet would... Yeah, that's
so,
a good phrase for it.
You have, what, how many different? Five?
There are eight different potions.
All right, eight different potions. They all do something different. And the only way you can find out what they do, besides memorizing the fucking thing, is on the back of the instruction book.
Yeah.
That is annoying as hell to pass that around constantly, instead of being able to have something in front of you.
So.
Anyway.
I agree, not having player aids, like, it's four cards. You know, this game maxes at four players. Like, it's four cards. Just print four cards for the game, please.
Would it cost like 10 cents?
Yeah. Please, just do it. You know, I could go make one at work probably, you know, or find... I'm sure BoardGameGeek.com has them.
And just print, most likely.
Just print one out. Or four of them.
Sorry, this is making, like, fun noises as I'm rubbing it against me.
Oh, it's you! I'm like, what is that sound?
I didn't know that I was picking up on the mic. This is... I can't wait for people to see us doing this. This is going to be...
It's going to be embarrassing.
They're going to think of one of two things. Like, God, these guys are funny. Or, Jesus Christ, these guys are retarded.
When they get on with it!
Holy shit!
Oh my God, you can tell they all went to Millville.
Anything else that doesn't work?
That's the only thing for me.
Yeah. I have to super glue the contraption together so it doesn't fall apart all the time. Because it doesn't hold its structure.
I mean, it's cardboard.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but yeah. Is there zany action with the crazy contraption? Is the fun catching?
It's not a mousetrap.
Are you sure?
Apparently, there's a version of the game where you build the mousetrap as you played mousetrap.
Yeah. That's the original.
I've never played the original then. Because, like, all the new ones... The contraption is built the whole time. And if you land on certain spots, you just get, like, you trigger the trap and you catch other people's mice in it and they lose, like, a turn. Or they lose their cheese.
The original is you build it.
Yeah.
And then when they land on that spot, that's when the trap goes, when it's all set.
Yeah, in the new version of the game, like, it's already built. Oh, the game sucked. It was terrible.
And that's why this.
If it weren't for the
there
contraption,
there is your review of Mousetrap.
Yeah,
do
that's
not
it.
Recommend.
Yeah,
put so, it on PJ. An island with the aliens game and ship it away.
So, what'd you think of Mousetrap? It sucks. Well, we didn't play it tonight. It sucks.
We didn't
that's
have
it.
To.
Moving on. Favorite moments.
Definitely getting those combos.
Yeah, it's such a nice, satisfying
I didn't get
feeling.
One as bad, like, as good as you did. That was fucking ridiculous. Hey, I got this. I got these. I got this again. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. You just wiped out of the entire row.
Yep. That was pretty awesome. There are only, like, three marbles left in that row
yeah.
by the end of it.
Well, by the time you were done, you had to put them all back because you couldn't use them.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed stealing from you.
Yeah, fuck off.
That was always fun.
You're a dick.
You learned a lesson about stealing from me.
I also liked when I just took some marbles out of the row and Dan's like, there goes my strategy.
Yeah, like, well, there goes my move. Dick.
So why did getting shot save his life?
Did everybody else get in the Humvee and explode?
No.
Did everybody else explode?
No.
Did
well, maybe.
Did everybody else get hurt?
Maybe.
I mean, technically, he got hurt, too.
You can infer that.
Okay, can we stop fucking inferring things and just say yes or no?
No.
We got your answer.
Yeah.
I'm done.
See, he got shot.
Dan was so close.
Did everybody else walk into a landmine?
No.
Fuck!
No.
So he was so close when he said that they got ambushed.
Before that.
I don't remember what I said.
He gets shot and he gets taken somewhere?
Uh-huh.
He gets taken back to base camp.
Mm-hmm. Well, not base camp, though.
Does he get taken to a hospital?
Yes. So now you just have to figure out when and how he gets shot.
Does he get shot at the hospital?
Sir, I think there's something wrong with my arm. Ow!
Yep, there's definitely something wrong with my arm, sir.
Does he get shot taking other people back to the hospital?
No.
Ah.
It's one of these, like, just oddly specific kinds of dark God stories. Because you got a lot of the broad strokes.
So he gets shot, he goes to the hospital. The rest of his
unit? Is he driving other people to the hospital?
No.
Is someone driving him to the hospital?
I would assume okay, so.
So he's driving somebody else?
No.
Okay, so he gets shot.
Yes.
He gets taken to the hospital.
Yes.
Do we have any information on his unit?
Kinda. That's like the best I can tell you. You'll understand why I say kinda.
And it's not an ambush.
No.
Does his unit get ordered to go somewhere else?
Yeah. In a manner of speaking.
Does his unit get sent home?
No. Because getting shot saves his life.
Does his unit get sent into some sort of firefight?
Yes. You got a lot of it. Should I just give it to you?
Yeah, just give it to us.
Since you pretty much figured it out. Nicholas was a soldier on the battlefront. The day of a big attack was approaching. When none of the other soldiers were looking, he put out an arm so the enemy would shoot at it. He was then taken to the hospital and his life was no longer in danger.
Hey guys, look over there. Shoot me! I mean, that could have fit in perfectly with World War I.
Yeah.
With the trenches like, oh, I've been hit! I get to go!
I don't know if I told you, I had a friend who, he was being sent out to Kuwait. And this was like 2013, 2012, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And he's like, this is my second time going to that freaking place. You know what I'm going to do? Same thing I did last time. Build sandcastles and blow them up with a grenade launcher.
Good target practice, I guess.
Know, right? All I can think of was Jarhead and, like, just how bored they are in that movie, you know, for most of the time.
That was a good film.
It was such a good movie. But, yeah. So, Yeah, that's my favorite moment of this game, though. That's our dark story.
Andrew?
Your favorite moment of the game was the dark story?
No, it was taking things from Dan.
Oh.
And ruining his plans.
Well, I mean, how's that different from any other time?
I know, right?
I hate you guys. Why do I do this?
My favorite moment is when he realized that you fucked up his strategy. God damn it, PJ!
You mean that the same thing that said every week?
That was so great.
Yeah.
But we will be bringing this one to Helix Tabletop.
Yes, Gaming definitely. Guild.
This is
Helix
just...
Tabletop.
That's right.
Gaming Guild.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. On this month, this week, today.
Well, you see, Angie, I wasn't sure if I was just going to stop at Helix. Because among the three of us, we just call it Helix.
So and sometimes...
Oh, God, no!
Like this, when you're trying to find those...
The Muad'Dib.
Stop it now!
Tell me...
Seagulls! Stop it now!
About this Muad'Dib.
I'm telling you, Kingpin is Baron Arkonin, though.
Oh, my God. gods, please send help.
Look, at least we didn't talk about a haba.
Yeah, but we also didn't make any otter jokes.
Yeah.
There wasn't really an option.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm glad they can't see us.
A lot of the time I wish they could, because then they would understand all of my size.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And then they could also see my facial expressions.
I heard size, like S-I-Z-E. Like, they can hear all my size, or see all my size. I'm like...
I actually thought of the martial arts weapon, the Psy.
I didn't mean either of those things.
Oh, we know. We know.
Yeah, I know.
That's where our minds went.
Are you fucking stupid?
No, I just like Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. I don't know who stupid
Jesus
is.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, here you go. I give you stupid.
I'm kicking her out of the bed tonight.
It's a big bed.
He's really going to have to stretch to do it. Yeah.
And we have three cats.
We'll get Charlie horse. Well,
oh God, don't get Rock on the bed. Ugh, nobody will sleep.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson on the bed. It'll take a lot of space.
Dwayne is large.
He is. This cat sleeps under the bed on her side, and I snore. And
then you
he
wake up to
too.
The smell of sausage, and it's like, no, I smell your cooking. Just stop it.
Is that how he wakes everybody up?
Yep.
He cooks sausage, then he comes in and says, do you smell? La, 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 la. You go, Jesus Christ, Dwayne, shut the fuck up. I'm already awake.
I think that'll do it for this week, everyone.
Clearly, we recommend this game.
Yeah, this game is a lot of fun. Tough to track down. Like, I had to buy it used. Let me see. Okay, so yeah, so the game is $50 on Amazon. You can get it for $40 used at like Board Game Geek or most.
What?
But yeah, this game is great. This game is really good. If you want to try it out, I suggest getting the digital version first, giving it a shot, and then going from there.
Yeah, I feel like $50 is a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spend two. Try it that way.
Yeah, just don't get shot like Nicholas.
Hit your thrift.
Yeah, that's right.
Hit your thrift stores and your yard sales.
But again, stop by April 13th. Helix Tabletop Gaming Guild to see us there. Email us at gamesoverboard@gmail.com. Visit us at gamesoverboard.com. Check out our other podcasts, The Wellhouse Exorcism and Danger and Dice, for our true haunted house stories and D&D silliness.
I call them shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
As opposed to our shenanigans here.
We will at some point be doing probably a review on... Well... I will be, probably not you guys, just because of the way scheduling is, Twilight Imperium. Massive game. The first one round took us 2 hours to get through the first round of the game.
Yes, you did. You did show me what was going on with that. That looked absolutely ridiculous.
It's amazing. I can't wait to like...
It's amazing.
It's amazing. I can't wait to play it again. I really can't wait.
Would you say, Peter, that it's astounding...
Time Does that mean that you don't suck at it?
See, I don't know, because like we knew it was like it was already 10 o'clock. Again, it was the first round of the game. We started at 3 and we were just getting into round 2 at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. And we're just like, we're not going to get anywhere near finishing it. So I'm just going to get reckless. And there's like this one planet in the middle of the galaxy called Mechatol Rex. And so I go in to take it with only like 3 ships, and I'm like, it's mine now. and everyone else is like, oh, we want that. And so I got kicked out immediately.
You need to take that audio and where the goat screams, you need to put us what.
Gotta overlay them on top of each other.
What?
Jesus fucking Christ. Alright, I think that wraps us up.
I've been trying to wrap it up forever now.
It's 10 o'clock.
There's something else they wanted to announce. Oh! Yep. Longtime listeners of the show will remember that about a year ago, we interviewed Jason Blake for his game Seismic.
Ah, yes.
It's coming back, but this time to GameFound. Because of GameFound, there will be like a monthly payment plan option. He has all kinds of different tiers planned and this, that, and the other thing planned. So can't wait to see this game.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've been talking about this since we first saw it.
This game is incredible. Like, if you haven't looked up Seismic yet, just go onto our Facebook post and take a look, because I just shared his announcement page. But the game is quite breathtaking to look at. It
so
is something.
When we first interviewed him,
I looked at it and I went,
I mean, it's ambitious.
Yeah.
Absolutely ambitious. And I'm so glad that he gets a second chance to push this out, mm-hmm. because this thing just looks incredible.
Yeah. And I'm as sad as I was that it got canceled the first time. I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it, for whatever reason, even though it funded and it was getting mad hype and all that, it was buried in the depths of Kickstarter and no one could find it.
Yeah.
If you Googled Seismic, it wouldn't pop up. It still doesn't really pop up. So I'm really hoping that this time around, you know, it works out for him, because this game looks amazing.
It looks pretty really good.
So pay attention, everyone, to that for Seismic and for our follow up interview with Jason Blake, because just really excited for that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we got for you today, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you for indulging in our stupidity and ramblings.
And we'll talk to you next time.
I've got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
You know, I never even noticed there's cowbell in the song until Shannon pointed it out.
God damn it, PJ!